home.
Hi.
Picked up the mail. And you're invited to your annual psychology department potluck dinner.
I am one step ahead of them. I'm already making my tuna surprise.
I'll take a big step backwards. They've banned you from bringing any food this year.
Yeah, like they wrote that on the invitation. They wrote it on the invitation.
It's pretty insensitive for a bunch of psychologists. You know, maybe they need some therapy, honey.
Is my tuna surprise really that bad?
No, you know.
The truth?
Truth is a relative thing, honey. Truth is, even your relatives won't eat it.
Well, I'll show them. I'll bet with a little thought and some creativity, I could come up with something and make them forget the tuna surprise.
Like the antidote.
Dad, can a friend of mine come see the hot rod?
Yeah. It's about time you start hanging out with car guys.
Dad, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
Where's the car guy?
I'm the car guy.
Lauren and I are working on the school paper together.
Okay.
Hey, this is an original old convertible. It's all metal, too.
It's a Ford.
Yes, I know. I'm guessing it's a 46.
Huh?
Look at these taillights. You are gonna French them, aren't you?
Yeah.
Did you chop the windshield frame yourself?
Yeah.
And you just gotta shave these door handles.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I gotta shave them, yeah. Oh. You know a lot about cars for a girl.
For a girl?
Or a boy, either one.
Well, I've always loved anything with a motor. While all my friends were playing with Barbie, I was souping up her Corvette.
A little pink Corvette?
Yeah.
With a spoiler in the back and little mag wheels? It was a really cool little car. Yeah, I love that thing.
Wow.
How would you know?
Never mind.
Come on, Randy. Let's get to work. Thanks for letting me check out your car, Mr. Taylor.
Anytime, Lauren. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Hey, Randy. Yeah. Your girlfriend's terrific.
Dad, she's not my girlfriend. We're just friends.
She's perfect for you.
No, Dad, actually, she's perfect for you. You know, Lauren, hi. You and I make a great writing team. You know, Lauren, I wasn't into cars at all until you came along. You know, Lauren, I'm a big geek.
Hey, Randy!
Yeah.
So, who were you just talking to?
No one. That was a radio.
What radio?
My deodorant radio. Sounds great, keeps me dry all day.
Oh, man, he's not even my weird brother.
Hey, don't be so hard on him. Randy,
yeah.
May I say I've always found you to be a very upstanding young man with a strong commitment to hygiene.
Jason, what do you want?
Brad? Well, Jason's gonna be getting some tickets to a concert and...
You're inviting me to go?
No. You see, we're inviting you to lend us some money so we can go. It's very simple.
Oh, and I'm inviting you to bite me, okay?
Whoa. The hygiene thing always works for me.
Let's just go try it on Mark.
Hey, you wearing enough cologne there, tough guy? Because I can still almost breathe.
Come on, Jason, give him a break. He's trying to smell good for his new girlfriend, Lauren.
Look, she is not my girlfriend, all right? We're just writing an article for the school paper.
On what? Guys who stink?
Tim, which dish should I make for the potluck? I got Italian, French, Chinese.
Go with British. That way, if the meal comes out horrible, people will think that's how it's supposed to taste. I get it. Where did you get all those cookbooks?
I don't know. It's strange. You know, people keep giving them to me.
That is strange. Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
Come on in.
Hey, Mrs. Taylor.
Hi.
Did you come over to look at the hot rod again?
No, I actually have to work with Randy, but my dad and I were talking about your hot rod, and, well, we had an idea.
And that idea would be?
Have you ever thought about sectioning the hood? Because it'd bring the front end down about 2 inches and give the car a real sleek look.
You know, this is exactly why I told you how badly I wanted a daughter. But, you know, we end up with 3 fine sons.
One of them is waiting for you downstairs now. He's very excited about writing the article.
Yeah, me too.
What are you writing about? Cars?
No, it's about the school budget cuts. It's called Why Must the Ballet Club Suffer?
Easy, so the audience isn't the only one in pain.
I'll see you guys later.
All right. I think Randy's got a terrific little girlfriend.
She's not his girlfriend. He's made it perfectly clear. She's just a friend.
Yep. And now's the funny one on tool time.
Do you have some insight I don't know about?
Come on. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? We got a 14-year-old son writing about the ballet.
Which means?
Either he really likes her, or we should be having a whole other discussion. We have a great show for you today. We're doing our tool time salute to women and cars.
Well, some people think the cars are strictly a man's domain.
That's really not true, and I'd be the last one to admit it, but this week I met a bright little 14-year-old girl that proved to me there's women out there that know just as much about cars as men.
Well, actually, Tim, we have a female expert in our audience who probably knows more about cars than you do.
Who's in the audience?
Well, let's just say she was the cover girl for Transmission Monthly.
So you got a real car, babe, huh?
Well, she's actually sitting in the front row there.
Well, what the heck? Let's bring her down here.
All right, let's have a warm tool time welcome for Lucille Tregonow.
Hi, Lucille. Welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy you're here. So, what do you do?
Well, actually, she's just written a book about car repair.
What kind of car do you drive?
An 86 Park Avenue.
Is it run on Metamucil?
That baby has a 4-barrel carb, high-rise manifold, and it will blow your car right off the road, little man.
Well, you know, I just read your book a couple of months ago. I couldn't put it down.
Oh, thank you, Al.
You had to read a book about cars, Al?
Well, if you had read Lucille's book, you'd know that women have come up with ways to repair cars that men never even thought of.
Like what?
Well, what if you had a split radiator hose?
You replace it.
Okay, it's 3:00 in the morning and you're stranded.
And I call you, wake you up, and you put it on.
But if you're a woman, you take off your scarf, you take off your belt.
Lucille, it's a family show, honey.
You wrap the scarf around the split hose, and then tighten the belt around the scarf.
That's a great idea.
That's right. know, there are other ways that women have an advantage over men. Like we have this heightened sense of smell.
That's right, which easily enables them to detect car problems by their odor.
Well, anybody can do that.
Okay, wise guy. What if you have a sweet, steamy smell coming from your car? What would that mean?
I had too many kielbasas at lunch.
No, Tim. That would mean that your car is leaking hot coolant.
Actually, they're both right.
Okay, chicken cacciatore. We gotta dredge the chicken.
What does dredge mean?
I have no idea. Here, go look it up in that cooking encyclopedia. I'm gonna move on. Mince half an onion. While you're looking up dredge, look up mince.
All right, I found dredge. It means coat the chicken with flour.
I know how to do that. Okay, here, come here. Yeah, put the chicken in there. Okay. Then we dump in some flour. Here we go. All right. Then we close the bag. Shake.
What you doing, the hokey poultry?
You grab a bag of chicken and you shake it all around.
Just remember, it's all in the wrists.
Here, take this one. How's the article coming?
Oh, it's going great. Lauren's coming over tomorrow. We're going to finish it up. We're really working well together.
She seems like a nice girl.
Yeah, I really like her. You know, her writing. I'll get that.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Randy.
Hi. Well, what are you doing here?
We're picking up Brad and Angela to go to a concert.
Who's we?
We would be me.
You?
Me. Hey, guys, Angela says she's running a little bit late, so we're going to have to pick her up on the way.
Okay, be home by 12.
All right, Mom, love you.
See you tomorrow, Randy.
Right, okay.
I didn't know that Lauren was going out with Jason.
Yeah, neither did I.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sure you're not upset?
Why would I be upset?
I don't know. Because a nice girl like that's going out with Jason.
Why should I care, Mom? I told you a million times. Lauren and I are just friends.
Tim, you were right.
I know.
Well, don't you want to know about what?
Don't care. Just love being right.
Randy really does have feelings for Lauren, but Lauren doesn't have any feelings for Randy. She's going out with Jason.
Yeah. What could she possibly see in Jason? That guy's dad drives a Pacer.
Well, Randy's really hurting. You remember what it feels like to be rejected?
Yes, I do. I remember hearing every excuse in the book.
I gotta wash my hair. No. I've got a touch of the plague. That's what I've got. Yeah. No. I gotta deworm my schnauzer.
Oh, you must have felt awful.
Yeah, but you came around.
Well, I feel really bad for Randy.
Well, we're not gonna take this lion down.
What are we talking about?
We're gonna get her back.
We never had her.
We're gonna play up the car thing, okay? I'll invite her over to the garage. We'll work on the hot rod. While we're shaving the door handles, I'll talk Randy a big time, do a couple of my jokes, bing, bang, boom, we got her back.
Tim, that's not gonna work.
Apparently you've never seen me in action.
Unfortunately, I have. Hi, Wilson. What's all that smoke?
Well, Jill, I'm burning food as a sacrifice for the Chinese Festival of Hungry Ghosts.
Well, that's a switch. Hmm? For once, I'm cooking something good and you're burning food.
Of course, the people eating my food are already dead.
I'm making chicken cacciatore. You got any fresh oregano?
Yes, indeed. I just picked a fresh batch here to burn for my ghosts.
Thanks. You, happen to have anything for a broken heart? Randy is devastated because this girl that he really likes is going out with somebody else.
Oh, I know how painful that can be. I'll never forget losing my first love, Debbie Ann. We were in fourth grade. I guess we were about 9 years of age. And we were inseparable until one day at the playground we had a big fight.
About what?
Well, I was a big believer in laissez-faire capitalism, and she was a neo-Marxist.
Kids.
That's true.
I wish I could do something to make Randy feel better.
Well, unfortunately, during those turbulent teenage years, there's not really much a parent can do.
It just goes totally against my instincts. I mean, when my kid has a problem, I just want to rush in and fix it.
Mm-hmm. But if Randy learns to fend for himself now, then when he's an adult, he'll be more independent.
Well, who better to help him be independent than his mother?
Oh, Jill, I know this is rough on you, but Randy will get through this. In the words of the famous German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, that which does not destroy me only makes me stronger.
What did Nietzsche know? He wasn't a mother.
Jill, maybe you're being just a wee bit overprotective.
Oh, what do you know? You're not a mother either.
Well, thanks for stopping by. It's always a pleasure.
Hi. What are you doing up?
I gotta put away the chicken catch toy. What are you doing?
I was just waiting for Brad to get back from the concert.
They're a little late.
Yeah, Jason probably got him backstage passes.
How would he do that?
Oh, by complimenting the security guard on his hygiene. Did you hear that car door?
No.
Oh.
Honey. It really hurt my feelings when they didn't want me to cook anything for the potluck. It hurts to be rejected, whether it's over cooking or in relationships.
You're comparing your tuna surprise to my life.
Not anymore.
Well, Mom, I mean, at least your tuna surprise got a chance. I never got my chance with Lauren. I waited too long and now it's too late.
Honey, it's one concert. It's just one date. If I had to choose between you and Jason, it would definitely be you.
You're my mother.
Jason is obnoxious. He's sneaky. His father drives a Pacer, for God's sake.
So you're saying I might still have a chance with Lauren?
Honey, if there's hope for me to cook a decent meal, there's hope for you and Lauren.
So you're saying there's no hope?
All right. Try this. Come on.
Wow. That's fantastic. It tastes like food.
Gosh. You know, they say that it's hard for teenage boys to open up to their mothers. So I guess you and I have a very special relationship. I mean, we share our emotions and our innermost feelings. Really moves me when you have a problem and you feel comfortable coming to me and pouring out your heart. Randy? Rand? What?
According to Mrs. Rapini, without funding for the ballet club, there will be no production this year.
Students, teachers, and parents, we urge you to speak up. Don't let this be the swan song for Swan Lake.
Hey, that's a great ending. You know, Randy, you and I make a pretty great team.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Well, I better go. I still got tons of homework to do.
Lauren, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
You know, nothing special. It's just we've been working the whole time. We really haven't had a chance to talk.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
You know, whatever. Weather, politics, how your date with Jason went.
It wasn't a date. A bunch of us went to see a concert.
Oh, see, I thought it was a date.
So did Jason. He kept putting his arm around me and complimenting my hygiene.
What a jerk.
I'd never be interested in someone like him.
That's fantastic.
It is?
Well, no. I mean, not for Jason. It would be for the guy you would be interested in going out with, whoever that might be.
Randy, what are you trying to say?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, if you're not too busy sometime, maybe you would like to go out on a date.
I don't think so.
Okay, forget I said it. Bad idea.
No. Oh, it's not you, Randy. It's just that I'm not ready to start dating yet. I'm just having more fun hanging out with my friends.
Like you and me hang out?
Yeah.
Cool. And then when you are ready to start dating?
I just hope you're still available.
Well, at the moment, my calendar's wide open.
Hey, Lauren. Randy, just the car guy I'm looking for. I got those tickets to the Hot Rod show you wanted to go to. God, does he love his cars.
Dad, I...
Head office. Jason's parole officer. He doesn't hold out a lot of promise for that kid, you know. I pity the woman that dates a guy like that, I'll tell you that. What women need a good car-loving, ballet-appreciating guys. Well, kind of like, Randy. Because Randy...
I'm so proud of Randy for telling Lauren how he felt.
Yeah, they're still friends, which means she still might stop over and help me work on the car. You know, if I had known a girl could turn out like Lauren, I might have tried for a daughter.
I've always told you how much fun it'd be to have a girl around the house.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler, buying her little girly things.
That's so sweet. What would you buy for her?
Oh, little pink ratchet set. A soft, cuddly little stuffed muscle car. Baby's first tire iron.
And what would you do when your adorable little girl started dating guys like Jason?
Well, that's what the tire iron's for.